You were going to explain how you came to here.
We were going to do this business of the false marriage. They sent away the regiment. They had come to Belgium, and then they sent them back to, well, what was then Palestine, not yet Israel. And so I didn't know what to do. And my cousin, the one who had taken my papers, she had got to Palestine. She was blonde and blue-eyed, and no way did she look Jewish. But with the false papers, there were four of them all together. They went up to Budapest, and they waited. And then they were sent, they started a journey. They were going to go through Romania and hopefully get a ship. And so
she went to Israel on these false papers.
And there were lists circulating. And eventually she found that I was alive. She called herself Shoshana because she thought I had also died in the camps.
She called herself Shoshana because she thought
yes.
It was Susan. And then she found out, and then what happened?
I thought of applying to go to Palestine. I was in Germany, and I wrote on the application form, on the way to visit my only living relative, Dr. and Mrs. Banyai. Of course, here was Germany, mm-hmm. Here was Scotland, and here was Palestine. So no way was it on the way. But nevertheless, my great uncle and great aunt also made an application. And meanwhile, I had met my husband-to-be.
He was in the Jewish Brigade, Paul.
Yes, he was in the Jewish Brigade.
So you'd arranged to go to Palestine via air, and in between you met Howard's father, Paul.
My cousin, when she discovered that I was alive, and I had written to her, and what I had written was really true, meaning that we lost mm-hmm. our parents and family and so on. She said, what on earth are you doing there? Why aren't you here with me? So I applied to go, but because of, I don't even know why or how, but because I mentioned Dr. and Mrs. Banyai in my application, and because they mentioned mm-hmm. My name, in 1946, Paul and I went back to Kaunitz, where we were liberated for Rosh Hashanah. And on the way out, we called at Badenhausen, which was where you put your application. And we asked what happened to my visa application. Oh, well, didn't you get your entry form? I said, no. Well, when you get back, you find it's crossed the letters.
So they checked the papers and they allowed you to come to Scotland.
You went back and found the application.
So you arrived and discovered you had a visa to take you to Scotland.
But you came to Scotland and then you decided to study as a teacher?
Not yet. First, I started nursing. I did a year's nursing.
Because you had to choose between being a domestic or being a nurse. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. You could either be somebody's maid, which I didn't fancy. Or be,
how did you find nursing?
Well, I didn't do very much of it. And anyway, 3 months was the preliminary training school, but that winter was the worst. I don't know in how long. The practice in Stop Hill was that they stayed in the antenatal ward until their waters broke, and then
right.
A nurse took them to the maternity unit with a, you know, in an ambulance. This time, it was so bad, the snow and so on, that half the staff didn't get in to hospital. And it was then, naturally, that two or three people need to go at the same time, their waters break. So there was nothing else for me but to go. They had to send me. And lo and behold, the ambulance got stuck. And I think if I didn't wet my pants, I came very near it. And the woman kept on saying, in a fashion. Yeah. I had only been here in this country 3 months. I didn't know what she was saying. But eventually I asked her, she said, it means don't worry, dear. I took her there and I came back and they said, what's the matter with you? Your face looks kind of green.